Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. All of your answers will be confidential. To begin, and for statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth?
1980.
Thank you very much. What is your race? Are you white, black or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
Black.
Thank you very much. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I would say moderate, but independent, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Say that again.
Yes, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican Party.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. Next, there are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Satisfied with Georgia.
Is that a somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you very much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
Approve.
And would you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? We're going to use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of a person or group, please just let me know. The first one is Joe Biden.
Which one you said is warm?
Warm and favorable is 10, and 0 is very cold and unfavorable.
7.
Kamala Harris.
7.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott from South Carolina. 7, yeah.
Brian Kemp.
9.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Right now, 6.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
2.
Donald Trump?
6.
Thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Once again, please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Okay, 7.
Thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Once
5.
Again, please. Thank you. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say that it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There is no difference. It is somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
No difference.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Once again, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means there is a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
10.
Thank you very much. And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or don't care at all, who is elected president in 2024?
Oh, I definitely care.
And would that be a great deal, a little bit?
Yeah.
Not
great deal, that's fine.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president? Or are you undecided?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I'll vote for Joe Biden again.
Okay, thank you. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Has my what gotten better?
Your life.
It's been the same.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that you should it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is climate change.
7.
Healthcare?
9.
Job and wages?
9.
Student loan debt?
8.
Abortion access?
8.
Reducing racism and discrimination?
8.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues similar to the last one, but now we want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priority to improve in your community. Once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is climate change.
I think it's been a priority, yes. I'd say 7.
Thank you. Healthcare?
8.
Job and wages?
8.
Student loan debt?
8.
Abortion access?
Okay, let me make sure I'm answering this right. When you say abortion act, are you asking me if I agree to abortion?
No, we want to know if you think the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve in your community.
Well, I guess you can say 8, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And reducing, thank you. And reducing racism and discrimination. How would you rate that?
7.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first law is, in a proclamation of granting pardon for the offenses of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Has that impacted your life or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
None at all. I don't smoke marijuana or sell it.
The next law is the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. Do you think that will impact or has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
I don't work in that field, so I think by making our community more efficient, yeah, I guess it can impact my life a little bit, yeah.
So would you say a great deal, fair amount, or not that much?
I say fair amount, because if people are working, they're paying taxes, and maybe our taxes go down, so yeah, fair amount.
Thank you. Now, the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Has that impacted or will impact your great life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the statement. What did you say, kid?
Yes, the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations.
Okay, I think I got you. Yes, did it impact my life some?
And would you say a fair amount or not that much?
Fair amount.
Thank you very much. Now, we're almost done, but before that, I'm going to read to you some of the reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024. You can select any number from 0 to 10. The first reason is Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he has accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that support us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities.
8.
Thank you very much. The second reason is Black Georgians have the power to determine our future by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future.
Hey.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did or if you did not, but we'd like to ask you again. And these batters of questions are a callback to the first few questions that we did. The first one is, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Once again, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a little power to make change on issues that matter to you.
7.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. And would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
Oh, I care a lot. A great deal. How you want to put it?
Thank you. And if the November 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
This one is still the hard one. As long as it's not DeSantis, I really don't. I vote for Biden.
Okay.
I can live with Trump, but as long as it's not DeSantis, I'm fine.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to make a quick pause to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, and then we go to the statistical portion of it. But before then, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? The first organization is Fair Count. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, that's fine. Fair Fight?
I've heard the name, but I don't know enough about them.
Okay, that's fine. Local Board of Election?
And what's my choices?
Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Oh, great. My local, great deal.
Thank you. People's Agenda?
You know, I've seen that on Facebook. I don't know. I don't know much about those other groups. So I don't get into that.
Okay, that's fine. New Georgia Project?
I think I've seen it, but I don't know them either.
Pro Georgia?
Pro Georgia.
P-R-O Georgia.
Don't know it.
Okay. The Secretary of State?
I trust them a lot.
Would that be a great deal, a fair amount?
Great deal.
Thank you. Black Voters Matter.
What's my choices again?
Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Fair amount.
Thank you very much. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual?
Heterosexual.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Are you the parents of guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
How would you describe your employment status?
I'm fully employed.
Would you say that it's full-time, part-time, temporary?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Before taxes?
Yes.
$250.
Thank you very much. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text or email, invite you to invest going on in your community, or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a 10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
How often is this going to happen?
Well, anytime that we might need it, it seems.
If you can get me on the phone, I'll take it, but yeah, I'm not going to. I can't say I'm going to do it every time, so you'll know.
Oh.
But if call me if I'm not busy. Like, I'm not busy now, I'll do it. But if I'm working, okay. I got something that won't help.
Oh, okay. But for the purpose of this question, would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert? Yes or no?
What do I have to do if I say yes? Do I have to give you my contact information?
Yes, your email to send you the $10 gift card.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Ben. And with this, we conclude the survey. We thank you very much for your patience and your participation, sir.
All right.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
And thank you. Goodbye.